For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is a weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, Making Connections That Count. In this interview, I talked to Emily Devereaux. She's Executive Director of Research and Technology Transfer at Arkansas State University. She talks about the Create at State Symposium that will take place at Arkansas State University Monday through Wednesday, April 15th through the 17th. It'll be held at the Carl R. Raines Student Union and also at the Fowler Center.
This symposium is a culmination of the Create at State program that has been going on through the year. Of course, Create at State has, you know, the student research and creativity, the scholarly works of the students and the faculty. And we have professional development through the year. And of course, a huge part of Create at State is this podcast in which the students and the faculty can come in and talk about their research and creativity that they're doing. Mm-hmm. And what's wonderful about this symposium is it brings all of the disciplines together, and to think of all of the different podcast sessions that we've had through the year, you're going to see this in action during the symposium, from the arts to the sciences to the health professions to the humanities. It goes across the board.
So I know this is something that the public's invited to attend, any and all. This is a three-day event, Monday through Wednesday coming up of this week. That's exciting.
It is. It's phenomenal. It's grown from a one-day event to a two-day event about 5 years ago. And last year, we put it into a three-day event. And one of the great aspects of Create at State and the additions is that full day of the arts. We now have at the Fowler Center, and we put it in place last year, and this year it's even bigger. We do a lot of the performing arts. We do the musical arts. We do the theatrical arts. We do the art and design, the graphic design. They do displays and performances. We also even have a dance performance this year.
Fantastic. So tell us about, kind of let's break things down as to how the days are going to run. Kind of tell us about what will take place on Monday as part of the symposium. Then maybe we can go through Tuesday and Wednesday, if you don't mind, please.
Sure. So on Monday, we have, like I said, the arts. We have the music, arts and graphic design, and we have the theatrical arts, and that will all take place in the Fowler Center. Also on Monday, simultaneously, we have the rest of the College of Liberal Arts and Communications. That will be taking place in the Student Union. We have a lot of communication studies. We have the humanities doing oral presentations. So both days will, that day will be taking place in both of those venues. Then on Tuesday, we have the College of Nursing and Health Professions, and we also have the College of Education and Behavioral Sciences. Those take place of that morning and of the afternoon. We also have in the College of Science and Mathematics for Tuesday afternoon. Then that Tuesday night, we have incorporated Godspell, the theatrical production, because it's the students, and it's a big part of Create at State. So we are, that's incorporated into the program. Our community partners are coming out for that performance as well. Also, on Wednesday, we will be having the College of Engineering and Computer Science, the Neil Griffin College of Business. That's where we have the Throw 'em to the Wolves, where we have the business and sales pitches. And we also have the College of Agriculture and Technology. So they will be doing their business pitches. They'll be doing oral presentations. They'll be doing a big poster session, and the College of Engineering and Computer Science will also be doing hands-on demonstrations.
Wow.
All of that will take place in the Union.
Yeah. Yeah, and I can only imagine it's a great place to be able to be there in the Union, because you have students already coming and going anyway. And with some of those hands-on demonstrations, that's just fantastic. Great place to be able to hold that.
Definitely. And yeah, it's for students, for faculty, for our community members, for the public. Mm-hmm. We want to engage. And the community is invited to the symposium. That's one of the great characteristics of us putting on this showcase, because it's a true showcase, not just for a state, but for the community. And a lot of this work is done in the community. So, you know, Jessica Blackburn and her work in advancement and bringing in our community engagement and partners, the industry, the foundations, that's a big part of Create at State, because the more people that we can bring in to the university for our students to directly communicate their work with, it's an experience for both our students and for the community. And we want those diverse audiences to help grow our students. And we also really like to showcase them and show them off.
When we talk about students, how many students will be participating in Created State Symposium?
We have right over 300 this year.
Wow. And you've been going through tons of abstracts and all that. So how do you all kind of select that? Is that like a year-long process, or kind of how does that work?
Well, these abstracts represent students' work across the disciplines. And honestly, what we do is we take in these abstracts and use it as a learning experience. Mm-hmm. So these abstracts are written abstracts of their work, and they're used for conference proceedings. So this is all student learning objectives. Mm-hmm. And so the faculty go through and they assess them according to the rubrics that the students get while they're writing their abstracts. And then they go back and they make revisions with our learning commons in the Writing Center. And then they resubmit them. And so we try to take as many as submit. There are a few that maybe might not make the cut, but we try to incorporate every student that has done that work and is ready to present.
Emily Devereaux joining us here on the Created State podcast, talking about the Created State Symposium that starts on Monday. And one thing I remember is when I went through graduate school not long ago, one of the things that professors have talked about was if you're looking for a great opportunity to be able to present and kind of get ready for, if you're going to go to like a national conference or an international conference, it's a great opportunity for you to kind of get a training ground in at Created State at the symposium. So that way you can kind of, you know, learn how to present. And as we've talked to previous judges before, kind of learn, you know, where you can improve and what you can do to really improve yourself and be better, not just in a conference procession or proceeding, but also if you're going out into the workforce, if you're going to become, working out into the community.
Yes, that's the goal of mm-hmm. Created State, you know, through the whole program, through the year, you know, these development opportunities and the learning experience through writing that abstract and then through communicating your work, just like with the podcast.
Sure.
But,
yeah.
You know, and then that culminates into that conference setting within the symposium. And we have found through assessing Created State and talking to students and focus groups, that the students get these experiences to present to their faculty, their professors, and to their peers in the classroom, but they need that conference setting in order to grow their communication skills. A lot of times, I would say right over 70% of our students that participated this past year, that was the first conference setting that they were able to present in. So this type of showcase and symposium is very critical for us to offer to our students and to bring in the community for an extra learning experience for our students to engage.
And Arkansas State provides an opportunity for more undergraduate students to get involved in research than probably you would have at other universities, especially with a new research designation now. So kind of tell us about that regard, especially also, I believe we have a designation for Undergraduate Research Week, I believe. So kind of tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so one of the strengths of Arkansas State University is that you can become engaged in research and scholarly works. Mm-hmm. It's the first time you step foot on campus. We work very hard to make sure that you can get paired with a faculty mentor and peer mentors to go ahead and become engaged. A lot of learning takes place outside of the classroom. That classroom is very critical to learn your skills, learn the theory, learn, you know, those technical aspects. But then the faculty want and engage with students at Arkansas State University to apply those skills. And that's where learning culmination takes place. So that's a really true strength of Arkansas State. We also have a strong relationship with the Council on Undergraduate Research. That's the national association and organization for research within the universities. And the Council on Undergraduate Research, or CUR, designates the Undergraduate Research Week within the second week of April. Mm-hmm. So, and that's this next week, that's our opportunity to showcase the Created State Symposium through Undergraduate Research Week. A lot of the presenters within Creative State are undergraduate students. I think it's a testament to show how much involvement there is of students and faculty working together for this research in creative works through the showcase and through the Creative State program.
You have a lot of, you work very hard on putting this together. I know that you do. How long does it take to be able to kind of put all of this together by way of the different sessions, put it into 3 days? Some sessions are at the Fowler Center, others are at the Student Union. How do you kind of go through all that, and how long does that process take for you to be able to get that all put together?
Well, so Creative State ends on April 17th, the symposium does.
Right.
We will start planning on April the 18th for this next year, just to put it in perspective.
Year-long process.
It is a year-long process, and honestly, it's a village that does it as well. There's so many hands in Creative State, and it is really shows that impact that not one office could alone provide the impact that Creative State does. It's because we are leveraged all across campus, and that's another strength of Arkansas State. Our departments work together. We come together. We bring the services and the expertise and the talents of different offices together to really touch as many people as possible. So Creative State, you know, originates out of the Research and Technology Office, of course. But we partner with Advancement. We partner with you, Jonathan, with this podcast and KASU for communication opportunities. We partner with the Learning Commons, the Writing Center, and the Communication Center. The faculty that oversee and the peer mentors that tutor in those centers are very critical to this process for student learning objectives. And we partner with Career Services, you know, bringing these visitors, the community engagement within the university that week and getting them into the classrooms. They serve as judges. So Advancement and Career Services handles all the judging, getting them into the classrooms, setting up opportunities for engagement through the week, getting them here and talking on the podcast and talking about how we partner between the university and the communities. All of those are very important. And also with recruitment. Recruitment is also on board with working with us on Creative State because we want to bring in students from the high schools and let them see this is what you can do as soon as you get on campus. We want you to be involved because this is important for your college experience and your learning experience. You leave with just an elevated learning experience and preparation for the workforce or for graduate school through participating in these programs.
And if you've never been on a podcast, we'd love to have you on the podcast too, you know.
We sure would. We'd welcome it. Yes.
Absolutely. So that's also another tool as well. And thank you for your work on setting up. You know, all the interviews that you hear is a lot of the behind the scenes work that Emily does by way of setting up the faculty and the students going through the abstracts and all that. So Emily, you do a lot of hard work to help help me in that. So publicly, thank you for the work that you do on this podcast.
We feel the same about you, Jonathan.
So what are you looking forward to most about the next 3 days, coming up starting on Monday with Creative State Symposium? You get excited about this. I know it's tiring and all that, but what's the one thing that you really enjoy most about the symposium?
Well, what really offsets the exhaustion for putting this event together is the buzz of the students during the symposium. They are excited. Mm-hmm. They are also nervous. And then they come out of their presentation and they are elated. And that is wonderful. It energizes you. And I am really looking forward to seeing their work. I don't always get to see all of it in action, from the performing arts to what they're doing, you know, in the labs to what they're doing out in the community, you know, all of the different research and hands-on work. I love to see that showcase and the students being really excited about their work. It's very fulfilling.
Yeah, I bet you look at a lot of the presentations with the abstracts and all that, and you're probably just blown away by what they're doing. By way, and I get, you know, as I do the interviews, I'm here thinking every time, this is just fascinating. And, you know, the goal of the podcast is to let people know about all this stuff. But you probably are looking at all these abstracts saying, And this is just amazing work that these students are doing along with their faculty.
It is. And I believe it builds their confidence while they're here to
yeah.
look at what they've really accomplished, because it's impressive. You know, one of my favorite one of my favorite go-tos is a high school student telling me after looking at one of the presentations, I didn't realize that I could do that in college. I thought I would have to go on to graduate school and be out of school to even being able to participate in work like this. How do you get to do this as an undergraduate student? And I'm right there to tell them, oh, you can.
Yeah.
We will get you set up.
Exactly.
You know, because it is important. And the sooner you get involved, the more opportunities you have. You know, this type of research and creative works, it sets students up to be able to go and to network and to learn more about their field and to go to conferences. We work hard to help sponsor student travel to go present their research and creative works, mm-hmm. both nationally and at the global level. It's something that we really encourage and work to find any possible way that we can in order to support both the students and the faculty in these endeavors.
And it also helps Arkansas State tell the larger story. You know, there's always a story the university has to tell. This is part of the research stories that Arkansas State can tell.
It is.
Yeah.
Stories are important.
Yeah.
You know, and these stories reach back to what students are going to think of as their story while at Arkansas State. The faculty are building their stories. The community is building their story.
Mm-hmm.
And the Arkansas State and the community together builds one large story of how we truly help each other and the great work that goes on in Northeast Arkansas.
Emily Devereaux has been joining us. Before we let you run, anything else you want to add about the symposium that's coming up? Once again, the Created States Symposium coming up Monday through Wednesday at Arkansas State University on the campus. It's free, open to the public. Everyone can come out and check it out. Anything else you'd like to add about this, please?
I just want to say thank you to all the students, the faculty, and the community for their hard work. And the offices on campus, our team, our big team, Jonathan included, that come together to produce this event. Because without the village that is within our community, this wouldn't take place. And we want as many people who are interested to come and to attend. It's open to the public. And if you have any questions, you can contact us at research@astate.edu.
All right. And is there also information on the A-State website to get more information about the symposium and Created State in general, please?
Yes. So if you go to the A-State's website and go to the research tab on our homepage, it will take you directly to Created State. It will have the schedule. It will have highlights of students. It will have last year's proceedings book, which is interesting to go through. And so the overview of the event and some details of the past events.
Emily Devereaux is Executive Director of Research and Technology Transfer at Arkansas State University. The Created State Symposium takes place Monday through Wednesday, April 15th to the 17th at Arkansas State University. And to hear more interviews like this one, you can subscribe to the Created State Podcast or the Created State Podcast page on KASU.org. It's also available through iTunes or Google Play, or you can listen on the NPR app. And tell others about the Created State Podcast and leave us a review, as we'd love to hear from you. I'm Jonathan Reeves.